Hello, good morning. I hope some of my listeners are Muslims, because they are most likely to be fasting now that the holy month of Ramadan is with us. For non-Muslims, I hope you will find a little explanation helpful. You see, Ramadan is the most well-known period of fast for religious purposes, and is an obligation to every Muslim, except under certain circumstances, to which I shall refer to later. Fasting is a feature in every major religion. Within Christianity, the fasting of Lent is observed in different ways, according to which church or a believer belongs to, but essentially it's a period of privation, usually of 40 days, and it precedes Easter. Fasting in other religions is not as well defined as it is in Islam, but in practically every religion, as mentioned, there is some form of fasting as part of the worshipful duty of the individual. For example, the Buddhist monks may advocate not eating after lunch, as the evening and night can be dedicated to meditation. Some Hindus practice fasting on certain days of the week, according to the particular creed they belong to. For example, devotees of Shiva will fast on Monday, while the devotees of Vishnu will fast on Thursdays, and the devotees of Ayyappa on Saturdays, and so on. Fasting also varies in the form it takes, as for example, how much people fast in these various situations. Again, for example, some fast part of the day, some fast by abstaining from certain foods or drinks, but not so the Jewish fasting. The Jews may have only one day at a time for fasting, but fasting means a 24-hour total abstinence from food or drink. It is harsh, but a reasonably healthy person can sustain that easily, especially when well-motivated, and even more so because usually the whole family and the whole community is sharing this obligation. Yom Kippur, or the Day of Atonement, is the most well-known day of Jewish fasting, but there is also Passover, Rosh Hashanah, Purim, and other events on the Jewish calendar. The Baha'i faith has a part of the year designated for fasting, an obligation set for every believer aged 15 to 70, unless the person has health or other reason not to observe the fast. There is total abstinence of food and drink and smoking from sunrise to sunset, but prescribed medicines may be taken. However, all this is a digression from the main subject of today's talk, and that is the Muslim fast of Ramadan. The obligation is to fast from dawn to sunset. Dawn is a little earlier than sunrise. The month is a period of 30 days maximum, as the Muslim month is calculating according to the moon, and so it can be 28 or 29 days. The Muslim year is 11 days shorter than the Gregorian calendar, which we all use. There is no age limit to fasting in Islam, and so we can see young children or very old people observing the fast. There are two main difficulties with Ramadan. The first is that it comes in different times of the year. As I mentioned, the Muslim year is 11 days shorter than the solar Gregorian calendar, and so Ramadan comes earlier every year. So, some years it comes at the height of summer, and other days it is in the depth of winter, and obviously anything in between. The other difficulty is the timing. Sunset in the Middle East is usually around 6 p.m., and doesn't vary very much during the year. However, as we all know, and indeed as we have it this year, sunset in England is around 9 p.m. This is a long time to fast, especially as some summer days can be quite hot. However, for the faithful, this is all part of their worship, and they accept the hardship willingly. Islam considers the month of Ramadan as a period of spiritual enhancement, and the faithful are advised to use the hours of abstinence as an opportunity for increased prayerfulness and doing as much charity as possible. It's also a period when the better-off Muslims would offer food and drink to the poor when breaking the fast at sunset allows. It is thus a spiritual exercise in the time when people get together, especially after sunset, and socialize, and indeed have sweets and foods, maybe throughout the night until they have their last evening meal before dawn cracks in. Just as importantly, people start preparing for the feast of Iftar, or Eid al-Fitr, meaning the feast when they break the fast for the year. The feast will begin when the month of Ramadan ends. This is the feast when people celebrate the successful fulfillment of their obligation with sweets and banquets and great family and friends get together. The whole episodes form part of the rhythm in Muslim societies, and there is always a special appreciation by children as they see foods and friends, and for the feast of Eid al-Fitr, when they get new clothes and presents, very similar to the Christmas of the Christian world. A final word about the significance of the month of Ramadan. The Quran tells us the month of Ramadan, in which was revealed the Quran, a guidance for mankind and clear proofs of the guidance and the criterion of right and wrong. This is yet another addition to the holy qualities of the month. It is the month when the Holy Quran was revealed. For Muslims, this is never far from their minds, and quite rightly so. So I end up by congratulating all Muslims in our community and wish them a happy fast. Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.